News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Tuesday update with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department. We're going to kind of pick up where we left off at the start of the 5 o'clock news yesterday when you were nice enough to give us an update on, unfortunately, pickup that was clipped by a train near downtown Bryan. And that part of town, you know, the way the streets angle and the tracks angle, it can be really confusing. But Kelly, isn't the bottom line just to try to stay away from the tracks altogether once you see the lights flash and the gates come down or you hear the train signals?
Most definitely. You know, not only before you see the signals and the arms going down, you know, we have a lot of stop signs really close to those tracks. So you have to make sure that there's enough room on the other side of the tracks before you cross over them. And then you also want to leave 15 feet between the tracks and the front of your vehicle when you're stopped at those tracks. You don't want to sit on the tracks.
And then in 15 feet, what, the distance of one or two car lengths?
Exactly. One and a half car lengths in front of you. You want to make sure that when those arms come down, you're not going to impede those arms because those arms are for safety reasons. Those lights and will start flashing. The arms will start coming down when a track is about 20 seconds away from that intersection. So once you see those, you don't have a whole lot of time to react. So you want to just make sure that you keep those tracks clear. Not only is it for your safety, but it's also illegal to stop on those tracks. You can be cited for that. So just, you know, use your common sense, stay off the tracks, and all should be good.
The other thing, too, just popped into my head. You shouldn't be walking on the railroad tracks either.
Correct. It is trespassing on the railroad property if you're walking down those train tracks. So not only can you get in trouble with us, you know, if something were to happen and you got caught up on one of those railroad ties and a train was coming, you could get injured. You know, I like to say that, you know, when it comes against a train, you're not going to win.
And back to being behind the wheel, if for whatever reason you find yourself in that predicament and here comes the train, what should you do?
Yes, if your vehicle stalls on the tracks or you get stuck on those tracks, get out of your vehicle immediately. Don't dawdle around. Once you get away from that vehicle, you can call 911. And if the train is coming, make sure you head towards, kind of at an angle away from the tracks, but towards the direction the train is coming. So then that way when it strikes that vehicle or any kind of object that's on the tracks, you're not going to get blasted by that, you know, because it's going to propel it in the direction that the train is coming.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department, next week is Police Memorial Week.
Yes, we have a lot of several activities going on next week. The whole week is considered Police Memorial Week, but the memorial will actually occur on Wednesday at Veterans Park at noon. So if you've never been, it's open to the public. You're welcome to come. And it's just a way for us to honor those officers who have fallen in the line of duty in the past years. And several of them, you know, with our department and other departments here recently. So come out and support the officers. Also, we're having a Battle of the Badges barbecue cook-off. It's next weekend on Saturday the 17th. Now, the cook-off is only for law enforcement, local law enforcement agencies, and they're cooking to see who can be the best. But in the same instance, they're going to have a fundraiser that's going to benefit the Law Enforcement Benevolent Fund. And what that does is it will aid local agencies and families in the unlikely event that something were to happen. So if you're interested in getting those barbecue tickets, we have pre-sale tickets available at Brazos County Constable Precinct 1's office. We also have a PayPal account for those people who want to purchase a ticket in advance, and that's going to be Brazos County LE for Law Enforcement Cookoff at gmail.com, and you can purchase PayPal tickets in advance. They're $8, and that includes a sandwich, chips, and cookie. Now, pick up those sandwiches at Santa's Wonderland on Saturday, May 17th, between 12 and 4.
You issued a news release this morning regarding an update on last Friday's stabbing.
Last Friday, we did have an incident in the 900 block of West 16th. It was a disturbance involving multiple people. The black female pulled out a knife and actually cut multiple victims. One of those was transported to St. Joseph Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and was later released on Monday afternoon. Investigators were able to obtain a warrant for Asience Austin, also known as Asia Austin. She's described as a 22-year-old black female, approximately 5'5" tall and weighing 135 pounds, and that warrant is for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. And we're encouraging anyone who knows her or knows her whereabouts to contact the Bryan Police Department's dispatch center at 979-361-3888 or Crime Stoppers at 979-775-TIPS.
And then finishing up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, we want you to slow down all over town, but especially in the 900 block of East 29th Street, which is 30 miles per hour near Haswell Drive, and the 3100 block of Barrick Road, which is 30 miles per hour also. It's near Old Oaks Drive.
And that's our update this week. Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, on News Talk 1620 WTAW.